Hello, Terrapins, and welcome to another Terps for Life podcast. This is Director of Athletics, Chris Lavoie. There was a community of frogs that lived in a pond that was at the bottom of a mountain. Every day the frogs woke up and they all looked up at the mountain, wondering if any day somebody would be able to get to the top. Many tried and many failed. These four frogs said, "Let's train. Let's climb that mountain. Let's be the first to do so." All the other frogs in this little community said, "You can't go up that mountain. So many people have tried before you, and they can't get up there. It's too tall. It's too steep." One of the frogs said, "You know what? You're right. I'm not even going to train. No one can get up that mountain." Well, the other three frogs, they kept training and training and training. And the day had finally come, the day where they were going to try to get to the top of that mountain. Just as they were about to embark, the frogs started saying, "Hey! You guys can't go up that mountain. It's too tall. It's too steep. You're never going to make it. All these people have tried before. No one's made it to the top." One of the frogs said, "You know what? You're right. I'm not even going to try. It's too far up there." That left two frogs. The two frogs started hopping up the mountain, and they could hear the people in the background yelling, the frogs yelling, "Hey, you guys turn around. It's too far up there. You can't climb that far. It's too steep. It's too high. You'll never make it." As it got about halfway up to the top, one of the frogs said, "Hey, you know what? Those guys are right back there. We're only halfway up. Look how much farther we have to go. I'm turning around." And that frog turned around and went back to the bottom, leaving just one frog who just kept on hopping, and he could still hear the people in the background down by the pond yelling, "Hey, turn around. You're never going to make it. No one's made it that far. No one's made it to the top." But this one frog just kept hopping and hopping and hopping, and finally, he reached his destination. He finally reached it and made it to the top. And when he hopped back down, all the frogs around the pond kind of divided and said, "Hey, frog, how'd you do it? How'd you get to the top?" The frog's mom came over and she started sign languaging to him. And what none of the other frogs knew was that this one frog who made it to the top was deaf. He couldn't hear all the negative statements. He couldn't hear people saying, "You can't do it." He just believed in himself. As we've talked about trust this week, that one frog who made it to the top did one thing. He trusted in himself. A good friend of mine, Jonah Bayless, who played in the major leagues, I heard him speak with the Cal State Fullerton softball team. And he said, "In life, we go around trying to prove everybody wrong. Everyone that says we can't do something, we try to prove them wrong." He said, "I got to a point in my life, in my career, where I stopped doing that. And what I said was, I don't care about proving others wrong, but I want to prove myself right. I want to tell myself when I can do something, I trust myself to put in the work, the effort, the energy to get to where I need to go." Just like this frog, what Jonah Bayless said, each one of you shouldn't listen to those people saying you can't do something, but trust yourself that if you want to get from point A to point B, you'll put the work in and you'll get where you want to go. Go be a Terp today so you can become a Terp for life.